The Treasury Secretary, Stephen Kennedy, has painted a grim outlook for Australia's economy. Speaking at the Senate COVID-19 Committee this morning, Dr. Kennedy warned that the economy will contract a massive 7% in the second half of this year. Our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, has been listening into the hearing. We spoke a short time ago. Afternoon, Pete. So it sounds as though Dr. Kennedy had some bleak news about the pandemic. Does he see a light at the end of the tunnel at all?
Well, Tom, Dr. Kennedy told the committee the economic shock is far from over. Dr. Kennedy sees an economic contraction of a massive 7% in the June quarter, confirming a technical recession as if the evidence is really needed. He says businesses are going backwards by 19%, employment falling by 5.5%, repeating that the effect rate of unemployment when you add in JobKeeper and people on 0 hours is currently around 11%. Dr. Kennedy said the forecast gross debt this financial year of $852 billion is, quote, entirely manageable. That's because of low interest rates. But he was also pressed on rolling budget deficits, $184 billion by June 30 next year.
Pete, there's also been an element of surprise that not all households are running short of cash.
That's right. Of course, people on JobKeeper and JobSeeker and those without a job at all are living from cheque to cheque with a lot of uncertainty ahead. But Dr. Kennedy said the massive emergency stimulus that's been rolled out so far means that some households are more cautious than ever, especially those with the cash, and they're the ones that are building up their financial buffers.
The household savings ratio is going to rise, we think, to about 20%, a very high number in June, which I think people will find a little strange. How is it that people are saving 20% at the moment? We're seeing accelerated pay downs of mortgages and payback of other types of loans because of precautionary behaviour, because people are worried and they're concerned. And so I can't think of a time when more government money has flowed into two quarters in Australian history, to be quite honest.
Treasury Secretary Dr. Stephen Kennedy, Peter Ryan reporting there.